Let us pray. Be a people in soul to forever, O Lord, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption, we may look forward in confidence hope to the rejoicing of the day of resurrection. Through Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O
At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together with Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons and the two others of his disciples, Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. At night, they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you got anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it and were not able to put it in because of the number of fish. So the disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on the shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to the disciples after being raised from the dead. When he had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed, that Jesus said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grew old, and you stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated.
I think you understand why Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Because he denied Jesus three times. A simple request from Jesus. He didn't ask Peter to have repentance or fasting for 3 months. No, just, "Do you love me?" And I think this is what Jesus expects from us. He's asking each one of us, "Do you love me?" Jesus loves us so much that he spared his life for each one of us. Each one of us. Long the disciples, long the apostles, long the church members, all humanity. There's 153 fish, means the whole gathering of the fish in the Sea of Galilee. That means to say we are all in the mind of Jesus. We are all saved by his life. So you can imagine, Jesus doesn't expect much from us, just our hearts. "Do you love me?" So whenever we say sorry to Jesus, Jesus has always forgiven us. So don't worry. Many times we might think, would that be forgiven? Because we use not to forgive others. That's why we doubt God is forgiving us. But God is really merciful. He doesn't mind what we had done in the past. He just simply asks, "Do you love me?" St. Augustine says, when God created the world, he does not need us. But he saved the world, he needs each one of us to cooperate. I mean to say out yes to the will of God the Father. This is our salvation. If you understand, every time Jesus appeared to the disciples, the first word is, "Peace be with you." In Jerusalem, when we meet, I mean the Jewish people, they say, "Shalom," peace. This word peace, it's kind of encouraging word, full of life, trust. Even we are in difficulties, we still shalom because we have the grace of the Lord. We are with the Lord. This is our blessing. So it's important to start again, a new life today. Past, Jesus doesn't look into our past. He just simply asks you, "Do you love me?" Say it in your heart, "Jesus, you know that I love you." Although many times we are weak, we can fall. But have this courage to tell Jesus again, "Jesus, you know that I love you." Asking Peter to help us have this courage to always say yes to the will of God the Father.